ApeCoin staking is finally here. The moment we've been all waiting for. Well, not all, but a lot of people have been very, very excited about this. I'm excited. My co-host Yossi's excited. We're going to learn what does that actually mean? And can you be making money every single day just by staking your ApeCoin? You got to watch the show to find out. Welcome to Goats in the Metaverse, my friends. I am joined by my prestige colleague, Yossi. This is big, 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 huge news. We're going to break it all down. What does that actually mean? But first, how are you doing, my friend? How is everything going? Are you excited about
everything?
ApeCoin?
I'm excited about ApeCoin. I'm also excited about the World Cup and what is happening. We have Morocco and France coming in strong. So pretty excited about what's happening there. But bigger news is what's going on with ApeCoin and staking. And never in my wildest dreams did I think I would be calculating what my yield would be out of a coin called Ape. You know, putting some serious time and consideration into whether this is the right strategy and what to do here. And if you're like me, many people around the world are doing the same calculation. So I'm excited to break it down for everyone in today's show and give you the TLDR of what ApeCoin means and what ApeCoin staking means for everyone. TLDR, too long, don't read. We'll go into that and more today. But before we do that, let's look at the markets.
The market is up, except ApeCoin, but Ethereum, $1,300. This is good news. A lot of the capital markets are up, Sol is up, and ApeCoin is down. Now, we knew ApeCoin is going to go down. There's a little logic behind this, and we'll go into it deeper in the show, but to see Ethereum back up is a good sign. This is a positive sign. I believe it's up around 6% for the day. That is a big W. And let's see how our NFT markets are reacting to the news. NFT markets are slightly down, a little red, a little green, but not much considering the fact that Ethereum's up almost 6%. Thoughts here? What do you see? Anything good? Anything exciting? VFriends 4.6.
Anything good and exciting? Well, we're seeing Azuki continuing to climb, which I find really interesting out of the most, out of everything that we've got going on here. At its low, Azuki was sitting at 7 ETH, now at 12.92 ETH. So you could have made yourself a good 6 ETH in the past few weeks. CloneX, I'm surprised, hasn't recovered from its time under the spotlight with the monolith reveal that got crucified as a pretty poor reveal. People spending $5,000 to get a monolith and pretty much awarded $130 discount on some sneakers. Not happy. CoinEx price took a tumble, slight recovery, but nowhere near to where it was. And Bored Ape still sitting at around 70 ETH. We saw an all-time high sale coming out of the Bored Ape clan. So that was good to see. Everyone thinking about their ApeCoin, not a lot of movement in the Bored Ape ecosystem with the ApeCoin release. I think that's just a sign of the market. Very hard to move floor prices in this industry.
Absolutely. Well, let's break it down. What does this all mean? Staking has opened, and there's a bunch of different variations of how you could stake, what you could stake. But let's break it down in some very simple economics. First thing you need to do is own ApeCoin. So what you can do is you could actually stake your ApeCoin. There's a website that is specifically dedicated to staking your ApeCoin. And I think the most interesting thing is that you're actually not allowed to do this in the United States. It is banned from staking in the United States. From what I understand, there's ways around this, different VPNs and things of that nature. But, you know, I'm assuming the reason why you cannot stake it is because of this investigation with the SEC. And until things get cleared up there, you're technically not allowed to stake it in the United States. I'm not sure if Canada is involved as well, but you are allowed to stake it in other countries. And from what I understand, everybody is still staking their ApeCoin. So now what you could do is go ahead and stake your ApeCoin by itself. You could stake your ApeCoin with your mutants, your apes, or your dogs. So what does that mean? All you need to do is own one of those three assets and a specific amount of ApeCoin. I believe it's about 2,042 for your mutant, 10,000 and change for your ape. I don't recall the dog amount off the top of my head, but if you, let's say, own a mutant and you have 2,042 ApeCoin in your wallet, you can now go ahead and stake it. So staking means that you can't sell the asset, right? The asset is technically out of your wallet. It is going into this pool, and you're actually earning rewards. You're actually owning rewards back in ApeCoin, which is a liquid asset. You could go and sell it on any network, any platform, Coinbase, right? Anywhere else. I don't know how many are still left, but so I believe, and the numbers keep changing because based on how many people are actually staking their ApeCoin and how many people are in the pool, those numbers slightly change. The price of ApeCoin gets affected as well. But I believe the number is somewhere between $40 and $65 or $70 a day dividend that you could get just by staking your mutant and 2,042 ApeCoin. So that is about, this number, call it $8,000 and change dollars in ApeCoin. And your mutant, which is sitting in your wallet doing nothing anyway, now you can make, let's call it $50 to $70 a day for the next 91 days. Now, like I said, that number is going to be able to fluctuate a little bit. But if this was sitting in your wallet, like it was sitting in mine, I had ApeCoin in my wallet, I had a mutant in my wallet, I had an ape in my wallet, you're earning dividends just by staking it. Yossi, this is amazing. Talk to me about this.
Well, $4,500 is what you just described is what you could make in 91 days just by staking your ape from your wallet with some ApeCoin. That's pretty impressive. And it goes to what we've been talking about, this financialization of these assets, the things that you can do with them. Why are these not just JPEGs? Can you just do that with a JPEG? No, you can't. This is the financial infrastructure taking from DeFi, decentralized finance, and combining what you can do with your NFT to be able to reward holders with their own currency. This is part of the reason why companies like Yuga are under scrutiny from the SEC, saying, is this a security? Are you giving people a cash flow, a dividend, a yield? Yuga may argue, well, this is in the in-game currency. This is not real money, but there is an exchange price and there is a valid real money that can be exchanged for ApeCoin. And then there is the speculation on if more people stake their apes, does that yield come down, which we'll naturally see what it is. And they've also specified how much ApeCoin is available in each one of those pools. You did a great job explaining you can just stake ape. You can stake ape with a actual ape NFT, you can stake your ape with a mutant, or you can combine a dog with a mutant or a dog with an ape. Each one of those are separate pools. And within those pools, there's a certain amount of ape that is available to be claimed over a 1 year period. So the more people that go into the pool, the smaller the amount that will go to each individual. But ultimately, it is the ability to reduce the supply of your NFTs from the market, to put them into these staking pools and to be rewarded in the in-game currency of ApeCoin, which you can then either sell or accumulate and decide what you want to do with it thereafter.
And there's some other things in the works, right? Like now your ape or mutant is technically off the market, right? So there's less apes or mutants or dogs for sale. So you got to assume that price value is now going to drop. Go up. And I think the other interesting thing is if you're Yuga, right? And if you're Yuga's pretty smart, you got to assume that they're taking out a lot of ApeCoin out of circulation. Something is going to come. And they said something's coming on Christmas. Is it possible that they announce something and say you could only buy this or you could only get this with ApeCoin, and now that's going to drive up the price of ApeCoin, or that's going to drive up price of mutants or apes and dogs? I think that's going to happen. And I have no inside information here. I think this is just kind of a little bit of common sense and speculation here. They're going to do something to drive up that price of ape, right? And now all of a sudden you're like, my reward went from, you know, call it $40, $50 a day to maybe $70 a day, or maybe $80, maybe $100 or $150. And now you have to make decisions. Do I hold on to my asset? Do I sell my asset? Do I need the ape? What am I doing? And this is kind of where, you know, gamification comes into place. But we're talking about real money. We're talking about real money and real strategic investments that are being made. And, you know, there's a lot of conversations that are happening. There's white papers and, you know, people are putting hours and hours and hours of research into figuring out what is the right play here. And listen, no, none of this is financial advice. Make your own decisions. But like you said, we have an opportunity to make a yield on something that was given to us. And I think that's the most important thing. As ape holders or mune holders, you got free ape. And now you could continue to make more money. So if you just sat on that, right, and you didn't sell it, you didn't flip it, the market came down, but they're saying, here you go. There's more opportunities for you to make money, more free money coming your way. And that's what makes this so, so interesting. Obviously, you're right. We don't know what's going to happen with the SEC. You know, is this all going to come to an end at one point? Let's hope not. But this is why it's interesting. This is why, you know, and I think Yuga just does it better than anybody else, where there's a lot of thought process that went into this. They've been doing this. They've been building this for 8 months. It's here. People are excited. I don't think anybody in their right mind is selling their ape or mute right now. They're making free money.
Well, there are people trading their ape and mutant on the back of these types of strategies. But what you're saying is that you are a long-term believer in the Yugo ecosystem, in ApeCoin, and what they'll be able to do. If you remember, in the peak of the bull market, ApeCoin was trading at $26. That's about a 8x from here. So you have a free way to accumulate more ApeCoin. And if you're a long-term believer, you can comfortably hold and expect to see that price double or triple or quadruple over time, especially if they win the SEC case. That would make it a very bullish signal for what Yuga is trying to build here and what they're trying to do with ApeCoin. I expect to see more of this from other communities and starting to see this type of staking mechanism and in currency denominated yields and returns. It's not the first time we've seen this. This is the biggest player in the space doing this in a real significant way. And if you remember, you got all this money for free. So you're just being rewarded for rewards for rewards. And that's the Yuga playbook right over here. If they are going to release something in December, I imagine it will be pretty cool. I still think it's a really hard market to see major movements happening. But, you know, there's no downside in going down this route. So you've heard it here. You have 91 days to get those types of rewards. You might as well get started.
Absolutely. And let us know in the comments, what are you doing? Are you staking your ApeCoin? Are you selling? What do you think is going to happen? Let's do a little predictions. Leave a comment below. Hope you got some value here. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. I know I did. And we'll see you guys again soon. Have a great day, everybody.